This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Senate Finance Committee is finally getting serious about Medicaid expansion.
How many people would be eligible in Louisiana?
Monday, Committee Chair Jack Donahue was told more than 500,000 residents would qualify, the majority of which don't have coverage now. DHH Undersecretary Jeff Reynolds.
We would say that's probably worst case scenario.
Plus, the federal government is reducing Louisiana's total funding for indigent care beginning in January 2018.
If the federal government does follow through, that's going to continue to put the state in a financial bind if Medicaid expansion is not accepted.
Yes. Reynolds said the state is already in a financial bind when it comes to health care, as the current DHH budget is facing a $590 million shortfall.
You know, the state cannot print money, and once the money runs out, then the payments to the providers stop. That's just the stark reality of the situation we're in.
And then you could see the panic set in among committee members as Delhi Senator Francis Thompson urged state health officials to come up with a plan for taking the Medicaid expansion.
If we walk out of here without a plan being developed, I feel like we've somewhat wasted valuable time.
Noting that Governor-elect John Bel Edwards had just named his transition committee for health care that morning, DHH Secretary Kathy Kleber protested the rush was unfair.
Without knowing what those top priorities of the next administration are, you know, we go down a path that doesn't make sense for the next administration.
But Chairman Donahue was adamant.
Come back with a plan that this committee can look at prior to the first of the year.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.